We used to think of the world as being in some kind of balance. We think of economics as being in some kind of equilibrium. We sort of like that, because when things are in an equilibrium, we can predict them. They behave nicely. But that's not how the world around us look like. It's way out of equilibrium. Things don't change in a smooth and gradual way. They change in catastrophic ways. So we can make short-term prediction, and we can get the illusion that we understand the system, but we don't, because the avalanches in the system are not generated local. They are properties of the whole system. You have to look at it in a holistic way. They came up with this observation that there was a very simple mathematical formula that linked the amount of small earthquakes with the amount of large earthquakes. And that formula is a power law. And those power laws characterize many of the phenomena that I'm dealing with. If biology was in the subcritical state, there would be only small extinction events. Actually, to tell the truth, there wouldn't be any evolution at all, because things would be frozen and stagnant. We cannot even imagine getting where we are if things were in equilibrium at some point. It's completely illogical. Statistical physics has been misused. Statistical physics deals with a situation where we have very many systems in kind of an ensemble that we then can average over. But in nature itself, we have only one state. We start with a big bang, and things evolved and went through one more complex state than the other. We are locked into our history. Our brain cannot visualize what could have happened, really. It only can visualize what did happen and sort of extrapolate a little bit. We are scientists. We don't try to make things the way that they are not. We would like to describe things the way they are, and they are the way that we cannot predict. The complex comes from the simple. The laws of physics are simple, but nevertheless, we have emergent complex phenomena like the avalanches and traffic jams and mass extinction and what have you. This is what I would say the greatest mystery of all. Why is it that we have the simplest law of physics? They are very simple. They can all be written down on one piece of white paper, all the laws of physics. And I believe in the laws of physics, and I believe that everything in principle can be explained from the laws of physics. But then why is it that after the Big Bang, the things didn't just explode and become a gas or free particles or collapse to one big rock, but we went into this state where we keep producing more and more complex phenomena. Looking around me, I feel we are not done once we have discovered all the particles and so on, because if I look around me, I see you, I see life, I see economics, I see history, I see something that has nothing to do with that. With particles and quarks and gluons and protons and so on. And how does that come about? It's a fantastic question. How can you start with quarks and gluons and get humans and astrophysics and earthquakes and so on?